Bunfold arrested their progress, catching both by their aprons as he halted the trolley with a quick footpaw.
Whoa there, steady up, Dibbons. What's all this?
The Otter twins, Blatt and Scrimmo, waggled their tails respectfully at the Red Wall Friar.
Button mushrooms, matey, sir.
Aye, and what is shrimps too, sir, matey?
Bunfold sorted through the snowy white mushrooms and inspected the net full of almost transparent water shrimp.
Good work, Dibbons. Did you gather these?
Sir, this very morning out in the woods, matey.
And Mum helped us too. She said to bring them straight to you.
Bunfold rummaged in his apron pockets and pulling forth two candied chestnuts, he gave the otters one each.
Champion stuff. Don't forget and thank your Mum for me. They'll make great pasties for the feast this evening. Want to stay and watch me cut and fill this big cake?
Blatt and Scrimmo nodded furiously. Myrtle lifted both and stood them on the cooling slab for a good view of the proceedings. Togget stood by, tottering wearily, both paws latched firmly onto the handles of a sizeable jar.
You'm going to chatter and jar with they two hotters or fix who beat cake, master. This ain't getting much lighter, Burno.
With swift sureness, Bunfold sliced through the sides of the pale fawn cake and then sliced again. The little otters watched wide-eyed as the friar worked, separating the cake into three flat circles, moist and gently steaming. Bryony closed her eyes, savouring the aroma. Hartwood smiled at the otters.
Boy, okey, mates, it do smell good.
Blatt and Scrimmo were allowed to wheel flat beechwood spreaders, covering the bottom layer until it was one thick, smooth circle of dark red conserve. Then, Togget and Bryony took their turn, layering the middle tier even more thickly with meadow cream. Hartwood and the friar carefully placed the three circles together in their former positions and coated the cake generously with the remainder of the meadow cream. The six cake makers began decorating, working around the sides and top with a random pattern of hazelnut and almond flakes, sliced early strawberries and tiny young rose leaves crystallized in honey. The finished cake attracted great attention. Red Wallers gathered round to admire and comment on the masterpiece that had been created in their kitchens.
It's a very picture of a spring afternoon.
Bower, it certainly looks wonderful, cool and cream-like.
Yes, shame it has to be eaten, really.
Ha, you mean it would be a shame not to eat it?
But I could eat the lot and all on my own.
Greedy guts, you'd be sick for two seasons.
But it'd be well worth it for a cake like that.
Hush now, here comes Mother Abbess.